Welcome to Crust Chronicles. I'm Taylor, and today we're unraveling the flaky mystery of croissants. Joining me is Morgan, a culinary historian I met during a chaotic baking workshop where we both burned 3 batches of puff pastry. Morgan's research on European bread traditions makes them the perfect co-host for this buttery deep dive.
Thanks, Taylor. Did you know most people think croissants are French? The truth starts 6,000 miles away in Austria. Our story begins with the Kipferl, spelled K-I-P-F-E-R-L. A crescent-shaped ancestor dating back to the 13th century.
Wait, Austria, not France. But what about Marie Antoinette? Didn't she bring them to Paris when she married Louis XVI?
Ah, the Queen myth. Zero evidence she introduced Kipferls. The real hero, August Zang, an Austrian entrepreneur who opened a Viennese bakery in Paris in 1838. His shop sold Kipferls so delicious, Parisians went crazy for them.
Zang's bakery only lasted 2 years, but it sparked a pastry revolution. By 1840, there were dozens of imitators. How did Kipferl become croissant?
Simple translation. Croissant means crescent in French. The name stuck as bakers refined the recipe. But here's a twist. Early French versions used brioche dough, not laminated layers.
Hold on, no flaky layers. When did the modern croissant emerge?
Not until 1905. A cookbook by Colomby introduced yeasted puff pastry. That's when croissants got their signature crunch. Speaking of layers, let's talk lamination.
Yes, lamination means folding butter into dough multiple times to create those airy sheets. But why are some croissants straight while others are curved?
Butter versus margarine. Straight ones, croissants au beurre, use pure butter. Curved ones, ordinaires, cheaper margarine. The shape helps bakers tell them apart instantly.
Fascinating. Now, let's crunch some numbers. The global croissant market hit $6,663.1 million USD recently, projected to reach $8,574.66 million by 2027.
That's astronomical growth. Yet Charles Dickens mentioned croissants as early as 1872, calling them dainty breakfast treats. They've been boudoir staples for over a century.
From Austrian workshops to Parisian cafes, and now worldwide, what's next for croissants? I've seen matcha-filled and rainbow-colored versions.
Innovation never stops, but traditionalists argue the best croissant remains the classic butter-laminated one. Though I must say, a pistachio twist sounds tempting.
Before we wrap, any final fun facts? What about that 800-year timeline mentioned earlier?
Yes, from 13th-century Kipferls to 21st-century global dominance. That's 8 centuries of evolution. And get this. The original Kipferls were sugar-coated and almond-topped, almost like a croissant-Danish hybrid.
Mind blown. So next time someone calls croissants French, you can school them with Austrian history.
Exactly. Though let's give France credit. They perfected what Austria invented. A true culinary collaboration.
Thanks, Morgan. To our listeners, keep your ovens hot and your butter cold. Join us next week for the scandalous history of the bagel.